his and Stalin learned along this mahala, and hope he can be made that the shul is stagging. The shul is really stagging. It came from an idea of just the shul is outgrowing its current home, and they wanted to expand, so they decided, with the Eitzes HaTorah, they decided that the best way to grow is to grow through Torah. Let's start a night seder. And they started the night seder, and Baruch Hashem, it's knocking, and the Eilam stagging away. The Eilam is really putting together, they take the Bechinas, they're very into it. And of course, you'll see when you hear from Daniel why it's so. So without further ado, Daniel.
We have no right to talk about such a gedolah. The only reason why I feel okay to talk, it's really been invited for me to talk in the Rosh Yeshiva, is because when Nassen asks, and whenever we ask Nassen, my brother Nassen, to do anything, he always answers. He always does it. So there's no way. It's not shy to say no to Nassen. Not shy. Nassen asks, we have to come. And again, Bershus on the Choshevei Rabbanim. Today is the yard site of our grandmother, Umilein, we called her, Beis Nisan, Malka, Bas, Hachover, Nassen, Allah v'shalom, Aleha shalom. She lived a life of simcha. She lived a life of Avas Shalom, sincere happiness, Avas Yisrael, and a very unique inner peace. And that's something that the Daf HaShavua has in common with our grandmother. That it brings simcha to people, it brings people together, and it brings an inner peace, which is so rare in today's day. Everybody is super busy with life, with parnasa, with family, with millions of things people have to take care of. So people ask themselves, how could I find time to learn? And how could I really absorb the learning? Because you only could absorb the learning if you feel a sense of shalva, of inner peace, and simcha. From Aaron Cutler, the Chatzadik Lebracha, the Rashiva of Lakewood, was once singing, Lulei Sarascha Shashuai, Azavadati Be'onyi, with his Talmidim. And in the middle of singing, he said, stop singing, I want to say something. He asked the question, David HaMelech said these words. David HaMelech was not an Oni. So what does he mean by saying, if it wouldn't be for the delight of your Torah, I would be lost in my poverty, Oni. I would be a poor person. And he said, from this we see that David HaMelech understood that there's nothing else. No Ashiris comes close in relative terms to the value of Torah. If I don't have Torah, I really am poor. And then another thing. David HaMelech was very busy. Very, very busy. He had a Melech Yisrael, and he had a lot of tzaris. He had a lot of tzaris since his birth. With his parents, with his siblings, with his children who wanted to kill him, with his shvera who wanted to kill him. A very, very difficult life. Yaiser, Misares, Raishi, Oiva, Achinam. I had more tzaras than the hairs on my head, he said. And yet, he became the paradigm of a masmid. His hesped, the greatest accolade that was given to David HaMelech was his hasmada. How could he find the peace of mind to sit and learn? How could he find the peace of mind to be the masmid? It wasn't that he was praised for writing the Tehillim, which he was. But on top of the list was his asmada. Where did he find the time, the peace of mind, after all his busyness and his tzaras? And the answer is in David HaMelech's own words, where David HaMelech said, Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzarecha ma'olef. One day in the Beis Medrash, says Rashi, yoyim echad b'beis HaMedrash is more valuable, is toiv, is better to me than alef shonim and living 1,000 years in a different place. David HaMelech felt the chashivas satayr that one day of the Beis Medrash, and this Daf HaShavua program that Nassen and others are growing here in Muncie, and Shimi Globman is growing across the country and the world, is reinventing this feeling of Yoyim Echad b'Beis Medrash is Toiv me'elef shan b'makom acher. There's no valuable life more greater than this. No value of life. This is the greatest happiness. And when you see Chashuvim looking at each other, learning with each other, day in, day out, that's another display of the Chashivas HaTorah that David HaMelech was telling us about. Zehayoyim Aso Hashem, Nagila V'nistam Chabach. The Medrash in the beginning of Shir HaShirim says one of the pshatim of Bach is Chav Beis, 22. What do we celebrate? Nismecha Bach. What's 22? The Chav Beis Oysia Shebetera. Every Oysia of the Torah requires a celebration. Every Aleph Beis, Chav Beis Oysia Shebetera, requires a celebration. Simcha Satera. Not just learning it, but being happy, celebrating with it. The Pasuk of Mishle says, Kapa Parsa La'ani, that the Torah's hand, so to speak, is open to the poor person. And the Chazal tell us, it's only Miskayim Lemisha Mesim Atzma Alel Ke'oni. What's the pshat like an oni? If a person is not an oni, what does it mean make of myself like an oni? If a person is very poor, if one ever saw a poor person, they machshiv every crumb of bread. Because if they have no bread, every crumb is very valuable, very chashiv, can satiate them. Ein divrei Torah miskayim, unless we consider every ice, every crumb, every amar abaye, nourishment in our neshama, then the Torah is miskayim be. If I act like I'm an oni when it comes to Torah, I don't have anything, and every word, and I slow it down, and I work on it, and I focus on the word, poshit word of the Torah, the aleph beis of the Torah, then Torah is miskayim be. And that's what Dafa Shavua does. It gives an opportunity to slow it down, to absorb, to value every word of the Torah. We just had in Sukkah, Tav Chav Ches, where Yonis ibn Azil used to learn, and Afilu Oif, the birds would, Shepareach, would burn up. And Rashi says, because the Malachim wanted, they were so excited, they wanted to hear his words of Torah. And Tosfos says, Sha'advarim Semechim Kinisinosan Mesinai. The words themselves were happy. The Dvarim were happy. The Amar Abaye, Amar Rava was Semechim. When we're happy, the words are happy. The Simcha of HaTaira is that the Taira is also happy. Our Chaim HaKadosh has to be mentioned at this occasion. We always have to think about this. V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. And he says, Ein toiv el ha'toira. If a person would think, Shem b'nei adam hayu margishim, would feel the mesikas v'arevas ha'toira, the sweetness of Taira, hayu mishtagim mislatim achreel. Tafa Shavua would have millions of people. Hayu mishtagim. If a person, we would continue to grow, mishtagim, we would become meshuga. Umislahatim, we would become craving achreel. V'lo yachshav b'neim, like the Shiva said, Oilam kesev zav l'muuma ki atayra kalalas kol toiv sheva oilam. We would feel that in the Taira, everything is there, all the tamim, all the taste. But you need to slow it down. Like my grandfather Shimon Shrav Zichasad Nuracha used to say from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim asked him, "What taste did the man have? Oy mitrachnisht. We don't think of anything." And the Chavetz Chaim said, "Oy mitrachnisht asot ken shum tamnisht." But if I think, then it has Allah Tamim in the veld, and the Chavetz Chaim took his fingers and kissed it. Allah Tamim, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And that's what Davar Shavua does, this Chashav Chabura, slowing the words down to appreciate the every crumb, every aleph, every beis of the words of the Gemara. So that's how we understand, as the Smak says in Hichas Talmud Torah, La'olam yachshav adam shvacha shel Torah. A person always has to think about the shavach of Torah, how great it is. Shemetoich kachi avena. Because through that, the person will love Torah. The goal is avas haTorah, because then it's niskayim banu. But how do we get this inner peace? My grandmother, Zecharia Levracha, had this inner peace. In such a hectic veld. It happens. But how does it happen? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh himself in Bechukosei Teilechu says a hafel de gazach. He says Teilechu means you're going. Similar to the Lashon when Hashem said to Yerovam, would you like to do tshuva, ani v'ata, netayel v'gan Eden? Let's take a walk together in Gan Eden. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, imagine taking a walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gan Eden. What pleasure that is. What peace that is. You know, you take a walk, you want to go to a park and enjoy yourself. You take a walk with your wife. It's very relaxing, very important. Imagine a person could take a walk with the Rabbeinu Shalom Aleinu in Gan Eden. How relaxing would that be? And a teal. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, B'chukaisei teilechu shetiu ha-meilim. If a person works on the Torah, it's the same as halicha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gan Eden. That's how a person gets relaxed. A person is actually literally walking with the Rabbeinu Shalom Gan Eden through an Amar Abaya, an Amar Rava, Akasha, a Teretz. But it's more than that. It's not only a teal of Gan Eden. It's more than that. Rav Chaim Belozer in the Mishnah in Ovid says, a person has to learn Be'ema of a Yira. Be'ema of a Yira, why? Because he says the Kohen Gadol only is allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh once a year on Yom Kippur. Only once a year on Yom Kippur. Why? Only once because the Shekhinah is Shruya there. The Shekhinah is Shruya there. And when a person learns, the Shekhinah goes into him. He's going into Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. So of course the person has to learn Be'ema V'Yira. So maybe I can't understand the level of Eima and Yira. Perhaps I can understand a little bit of the Simcha, of the opportunity of having the Shekhinah in us. Like David Newman often says, in our bones. That's his Kinyan Masechta program, which is can be adopted by every program, to be absorbed in us. So it's not just a Netayel V'Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Halicha, but if the Shekhinah goes into us, in our bones, in ourself, it's relaxing. Because the Shekhinah Shleimus, which brings Shalom into us, and in the hectic world of all the things we have to do when we invest in this program of Daven Shavuot with each other, these Chashuvim coming together, and just looking at the Chashuvim, you think about the Chashivas of Torah. That itself is a Kiddush Hashem. Nassim tells me all about the stories of these Chashuvim, how the Tamidei Chachamim Gemurim coming together to understand the Pashit, Kasha Teretz with clarity. That is Yachshav Adam Shivcha Shel Torah. A person thinks about how Chashuv Torah is. The person is absorbed with the Shekhinah Alein, and you could see it in the Bnei Achabura. And I was thinking about it, driving here, I was thinking, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. We're holding on. People that are learning Daf are holding on to the Daf, Machazikim Ba, and it's Eitz Chaim. It gives us life in our neshamas. And we all know that Chaim represents, V'chol HaChaim Edu Chasela, it represents four things that we have to thank Hashem for. Chayla, Yam, Yisurim, and Midbar. And a lot of times, people, unfortunately, have chayli. They have sickness, either it's physical illness, Rahmanul Litzlan, or emotional illness, Rahmanul Litzlan, or spiritual illness. Torah takes us out of that. That's the ches. The yud is sometimes we feel trapped into Beis Asurim, or Yisurim, which is even more difficult, where a person has trapped into bad habits or a bad situation. Torah ain't ben chayin el mishi yasli b'Torah. And Yam is a person feels alone. People, even if we live in Muncie or Passaic, and we live amongst many, many Jews, we could still feel alone. We can still feel alone. All by ourselves. But this type of chabura makes us feel not alone. We're part of a powerhouse of Kedusha with each other. We're part of a family called Daf HaShavua. That makes us take us out of the yam of loneliness. We're not on our little canoe in the middle of the big sea anymore. And finally, the mem is the midbar, where people feel directionless, lost. Nevuchim heim ba'aretz, sagar aleim ba'midbar, confused. And when a person connects to the Gemara, they don't feel confused, they feel directed. They feel like the honor is in front of them in the midbar, taking them to the place they have to go, to the potential of our neshama. So, that's what I was thinking about, that I should think about the joy of the Simchas HaTorah that we have here, the value, the Chashivas of Torah, the Bechukaisa Teilecha, this exaltation of going and taking a walk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Gan Eden through the Gemara Lane, the Teal, and going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or rather the Kodesh HaKadoshim coming into us, the holiness and the healing powers of Torah, the Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba, the Chayla Yam, Yisurim and Midbar, we should all be mechazik each other this Daf HaShavua, especially in this Chodesh of Nisan, Asher Bo Yeshua's Makifa, Yisachavitz Chaim, told my grandfather, Benisa Nigal, Benisa Nasidin Lagoyal, Nasidin Lagoyal, it's a 50-50 chance in every Nisan. We shall all be Zaychat, the Mashiach said Kainu, when we'll see the full realization of Torah in the Hill. Thank you for coming.